From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
This is a short segment, but Dr. Corsi, PhD from Harvard University, political science, expert in banking, military operations, you name it, really a great source. His information has turned out to be accurate with stunning stunning precision many times. He's one of the chief advisors of Sheriff Arpaio, who has said there's probable cause. It is clear that the birth certificate is a forgery. His analysis is right on with ours day one, because it's what it is. They've had top forensic experts, world-renowned, say this, of course, in the last 6 months or so. We're going to talk about that first. Then we're going to get into the Iran situation, the economy with him, and a lot more with Dr. Jerome Corsi. Doc, just give us a prelude in this short segment, because we're going to go to break here in a minute, on the Iran situation first. Then we'll get back into the other stuff when we start the main segment of the show here. But what's going on with Iran right now?
Well, the Iran situation is about ready to break into a shooting war. I maintain that we've had a covert war with the intelligence agencies in both Israel and probably the United States.
Well, you don't maintain it. You said it a few years ago, and now it's admitted.
Now it's admitted. Now they're finally openly admitting it, because we've had facilities in Iran blown up. We've had cyber attacks against Iran. Iran has retaliated. They've tried to kill Israeli diplomats in various places around the world. So the war has started. It's a question of whether it'll break out into a full-scale shooting war, Alex, and that could be any day. You can wake up any day and that could happen.
I also want to, you know, go back into what do you think Obama, just give us a prelude, what do you think Obama's going to do as he free falls in the polls and as his advisors, you know, tell him, gee, a new Oklahoma City would sure help, you know, to blame our enemies with. I mean, they're not even veiling this stuff anymore.
Well, I think it's time for Obama to start. He'll start thinking about false flag attacks. He'll start thinking about creating crises in order to scare everybody. I mean, I would expect there to be another economic crash that would occur very quickly. The war with Iran is going to be a very difficult war to contain. And any number of bizarre things can happen. I mean, we've got TSA, you know, talking about stopping people on the highways. I mean, the loss of freedom is just staggering, and I don't see Obama readily giving up power. I've never seen Obama readily giving up power, even if he loses the election. And I think they're going to do everything they can, the New World Order folks behind Obama, Saul Alinsky-style far leftists in the United States, do everything they can to retain power, even if it means cheating in elections.
Well, we'll break that down after the break. What about, give us a preview of what you're going to tell us on the economic front. And, I mean, because you are an expert on that front, why don't you tell folks about your research into that area?
Well, we're just printing money. Worldwide, the European Union and the United States, we're printing money. The Federal Reserve is now, I'm estimating, about $1.5 trillion in credit to the EU. This propping up of Greece is a farce. Greece is going to default. It's going to further default. I'm not even sure Greece will get all of the bailout money this round. And right after Greece is going to come Italy and then a whole series of other countries in the EU. Holding together the EU is a losing proposition. The United States, the housing market is headed for worse than depression levels. Real unemployment, if you measured it accurately, would be more like 22 or 25%. The number of people on dependency of the federal government, food stamps, unemployment insurance, you name it, is growing every day. We're not going to create any jobs in an economy where government regulations are so tight, government's on our necks, and the New World Order is determined to continue sending jobs to the lowest possible slave-level job market in the world. If China isn't low enough, the New World Order will find somewhere else to send the jobs. And as long as we're permitting to do that, we're on a straight slide down into a continuing global depression. We'll make the 30s look like a picnic.
We'll flesh that out more straight ahead, but first we'll get into the incredible press conference that you were involved in with Sheriff Arpaio, what the next step is there. Undoubtedly, Obama is hiding his providence. He's hiding where he comes from. We'll be right back.
A little
over a year ago.
Iodine protection packs from hempusa.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include micro plant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock, save you money, and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
We are on the march. The Empire is on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Well, he held the highest level security clearance for the State Department, and that's above the CIA. He's got a PhD from Harvard in political science. I'm not going to get into his whole background. Multiple number one New York Times bestseller, wrote Unfit for Command, Swift Boat, Veterans Speak Out Against John Kerry. Also, many other best-selling books, America for Sale, Fighting the New World Order, Surviving a Global Depression, and Preserving USA Sovereignty. And so much of what he talked about years ago has become, you know, mainstream information that, oh, oil, most of it isn't fossil. It's abiotic. The list goes on and on. I remember him a few years ago. We were also covering it, talking about the covert war that Western powers have against Iran's nuclear program. People are like, oh, there's not going to be a war. It's never going to happen. There's already a war. But we're going to get into that with Dr. Corsi. We're going to get into the economy. He worked at the highest levels of the financial system. He's predicted what's going to happen on that front. And I want to see where America's going to end. I mean, how he sees the breaks happening here. But first, he was part of the press conference last Thursday with Sheriff Joe Arpaio out in the Phoenix area. Of course, Sheriff Joe announced, I don't know, 6 months ago or so, he was investigating Obama's birth certificate because, you know, it's a matter there in the state with the legislature saying he's got to prove himself and all the rest of it. And his constituents kept asking him to look into it. And as soon as he did that, he got raided by the feds, claiming, you know, human rights abuses and things. Not visited, raided, basically. I mean, they act so scared. They released the fake birth certificate a week before Dr. Corsi's book came out. Where's the birth certificate? And then they had fake stories put out by their organs, their minions, on record, saying the book had been recalled when it hadn't. So again, when people flee, when people act guilty, that's always the big sign here. Now, Dr. Corsi, break down the investigation with Arpaio, where it goes now. For people that have heard, oh, that's ridiculous, we've seen his birth certificate. We heard that for 3 years before he released the fake one, as you know. But just recap for people and tell us what happened at the press conference and where all this is going.
Well, it's pretty stunning. This is the first time, Alex, a law enforcement group, duly constituted law enforcement, Sheriff Arpaio, Maricopa County Sheriff's Office, has conducted a law enforcement investigation. It's going to be a continuing investigation. The press conference was held to announce that the investigation has determined there's probable cause to believe that Barack Obama's birth certificate, the PDF file released April 27, 2011, is a forgery, and the Selective Service registration card, filed supposedly in 1980 by Barack Obama, is also a forgery. Now, these two conclusions should be startling. This is a law enforcement conclusion that now there's guilty parties out there, criminals, involved in forging fundamental identity papers for the President of the United States. And when you get to this point, all the mainstream media is doing, all the buzz in the mainstream media has been that Michael Zullo and the chief investigator, lead investigator, Cold Case Posse, and I dared to release a book. And so now the mainstream media is taken to attack us, saying, oh, you're trying to benefit financially from, you know, a public investigation.
Well, what do they do? I mean, that's all the media does is report on investigations. How do you think you keep the lights on around here?
And Michael Zulu, who is a detective, has done this entirely on a volunteer basis. He hasn't made a penny out of this. And, in fact, he owns his own work product.
Yeah, but they do that just to change the subject. You know that's a classic tactic. I mean, come on.
This, the whole thing is, rather than look at the accusations that we're making, which are criminal probable cause determinations, which means that Sheriff O'Pyle is going to shift now into a criminal investigation with additional powers from his office to the cold case posse. Rather than even address those, the mainstream media searches and says, oh, but these two guys are going to make a dollar.
Well, you can say what you want about Sheriff Joe, but he has got big brass you-know-whats and is a hard charger, and the system doesn't like him, so he's okay in my book.
Well, and also, he's got tremendous courage fighting all this. Sheriff O'Pyle said, I want you to do, we checked and made sure there's no violations of any regulations or rules. I'm free to write a book. It's what I do. It's how I make my living. Mike Zulu is ready to write a book.
They're just changing the subject. Tell folks the name and they can get it at Amazon right now.
Right. The book is called A Question of Eligibility. It's subtitled A Law Enforcement Investigation into the Birth Certificate and Eligibility of Barack Obama, an ebook. It's $9.99. It's available right now on Amazon.com for the Kindle, Barnes & Noble, for the Nook, iPad. If you don't have a Kindle or Nook, you can buy the book through the Kindle store on Amazon or the Nook store and Barnes & Noble and download onto your PC.
Well, let me ask you this question. I mean, this is the big one. Why did they put out such a ridiculous forgery? I mean, look, I was going to wait. You know, it came out that day. We spent all day looking at it. By nighttime, it wasn't – I mean, I did basic stuff. But now you guys have done a lot more than we've done. Top forensic experts, once you tell folks about it, have come out. But just briefly, we went through it. It wasn't just in layers. We were the first to break that. It wasn't just that. It wasn't a typewriter, which each splat of the thing is different. They were using the same fake typewriter font from some type of WordPress system. Please, explain it to people. I mean, the C's had the same fake splats. It's fake. It's fake. It's fake.
Exactly. And in fact, it's a bad fake. It's an obvious
fake. So why is it so bad?
Well, you know, it's almost like they were tempting us. It's been suggested that they're going to produce the real document from the vault. You know, this is ridiculous. If this is the birth certificate, this has got to stand up to forensic analysis, and it's got to be proven not to be a fake. If it's a fake, the American people have been lied to. And I don't think there is a pen and ink original that's going to look anything like what was released. We want to see the microfilm. We want to see all of the original records from Hawaii. And now the FOIA requests, the law enforcement requests are going to come out starting on Monday from Sheriff O'Pyle's office to the Hawaii Department of Health to show us the original record.
Yeah, let's see if Obama tries to block it. Let's not forget, a few months before this happened, Governor Abercrombie, friends with Obama, said, I've gone and looked. It's not there.
Exactly. And the whole idea of saying it's not there, and then suddenly, okay, the book is in my book. Where's the birth certificate is going to be produced? It's about to come out. It's on Drudge's top headlines. It's become a Amazon number one bestseller. Donald Trump is pumping the issue. And suddenly the birth certificate that Abercrombie, the governor of Hawaii, could not find is magically produced by the White House.
Well, let's talk about the stamp. Let's talk about all of it. I mean, this whole thing's a forgery. They call him African American. That term wasn't in use until decades later. I mean, it's insane.
The stamps, the registrar's stamps on the birth certificate are on separate layers. You can pick them up. You can move them around the document. They leave white halos behind. These are supposed to be the authenticating stamps that are imprinted onto the original document, not brought in, imported from external sources, and put onto the document as a layer. It's totally a...
This is like when they Photoshop, when Photoshop was new 15, 16 years ago, and they'd stick your head crudely on a dinosaur head, and it's obvious it's fake. I mean, it's ridiculous.
It's ridiculous. And the Selective Service card, which the media have ignored, I think is equally an important issue because the cold case posse investigators went and got the original stamps. The stamp on Barack Obama's is a 1980 postal stamp. They got the same stamp from the same postal station in Hawaii where Obama filed that supposedly filed that Selective Service registration. Every stamp used at that time by the Post Service had the date on the slug on the stamp with four digits, 1980. Obama's has only 80, and it's shifted to the right. What the investigators found out was they had gotten, when they forged this, they got a 2008 plug. They cut off the 08. They turned it upside down and inverted it, stuck it back in the plug, stamped it. The only one with the two digits.
Stay there. We got to go to break. Explain it on the other side. And let's not forget, he was using a fake Social Security number of someone else in Connecticut. I mean, it just goes on and on and on. And his birth certificate was cut out of the Kenyan records showing it was there. I mean, it goes on and on and on.
I had tried everything. I'd cut back the amount of food I was eating. I was lifting weights and jogging, but nothing was working. My body was literally starving for minerals and trace elements as well as key vitamins. And as soon as I had that, I immediately could eat half of what I was eating previously and be satisfied. Now, there are hundreds of great products at InfoWarsTeam.com, but I want to point out the three that have helped me lose 37 pounds in just 2 months. Products like Beyond Tangy Tangerine, Pollen Burst, and Rebound. When I started taking the Tangy Tangerine and other products every day, I lost more than 37 pounds in just 2 months. Now that's results. I want to challenge my listeners to go to InfoWarsTeam.com and to order just three of their products, and you will see the changes in the way you look, feel, and in your appetite almost immediately. Start your journey to health and wellness today. InfoWarsTeam.com.
Are you still a traditional smoker?
Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeCig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeCig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeCig.com. And LeCig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeCig.com, spelled LeCig.com. LeCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
Gold, it's like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common-sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2237 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
Did you know that gold and silver contain healing properties? It's true. Since the beginning of mankind's history, gold and silver have not only been used as real money, but also for healing our minds and bodies. Utopiasilver.com is your leading source for colloidal silver and colloidal gold, offering supplement protocols that can heal and enhance your health. Protocols for boosting the immune system, insomnia, yeast infections, herpes, and countering the effects of vaccinations and radiation poisoning. And now Utopia Utopiasilver.com encourages the use of real money with this buy one, get one free real money special. For details on your colloidal silver and colloidal gold supplements, call 888-213-4338 and ask about 50% off for first-time customers. That's 888-213-4338 or visit utopiasilver.com. Utopiasilver.com. Fighting for liberty and healing one American at a time.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Monday through Friday, 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. Central. That's 12 noon to 3 p.m. Eastern. Back Sundays, 4 to 6 p.m. Central. Don't forget, we have InfoWars at Nightly News, 7 o'clock, five nights a week. I'm one of the hardest working people in radio and in news, and, of course, so is my crew. Going back to Dr. Jerome Corsi. Doc, the problem is, look, I came out with Breitbart's death, and I said, look, they can't say within 2 hours of him being dead at the hospital the day he's going to release a video footage, film footage, of Obama at communist meetings where they were talking about re-educating people and overthrowing the government. That's now what's being reported. And then he dies, and then they say, oh, it's natural causes, go to sleep. Now the LA Times is reporting that, no, the coroner is looking at foul play, not saying that's what happened, but is going to look at all the bases, including murder. Well, that's what you're supposed to do. It took them a week with Whitney Houston. They say that they're going to spend 6 to 8 weeks on this because they've got a test for everything. The coroner thinks it's suspicious. Now, expanding on this, getting back to the birth certificate, they countered you by releasing it a week before your book comes out, for those that just joined us. They had Esquire come out and say the book had been recalled, but it hadn't, just to try to sabotage it. They were acting like this evidence would be completely damning, because it is. And then they release, was it hubris? Was it arrogance? Was it that it was so compartmentalized that they just used some moron in there? Maybe it is a trap. They're going to release another one later, but then they'll be so discredited by that. I mean, I just think it's good old-fashioned hubris. What does your gut tell you about this? Because there's so many frauds and anomalies. The problem is even covering them all.
Yeah, hubris, I agree with you, Alex. I think it's also a calculation that the mainstream media will pander to Obama and call anybody who dares criticize Obama racist, scare everybody off, you know, and then there'll be no real investigation. And meanwhile, Obama sits in the White House and laughs at everybody. Look, we're also going to have the Apollo investigations just beginning. It's going to have a whole series of revelations. The testimony is being developed that the White House is intimidating in a systematic way the mainstream media. But if anybody, any broadcasters dare go into this birther story, they're going to risk FCC investigations. People have their careers ruined, thrown off the air. I mean, we're developing information on that, as well as, yes, the work on Ayers. Sheriff Arpaio announced there is a revelation coming of someone who saw Ayers and knew Obama in the Ayers years and can identify that Obama was being introduced as a foreign student. Now, we're going to have that fully developed and disclosed within the next 2 weeks.
Let me stop you. The fact that, like no other president, as you've documented, they've done everything they can to hide his providence, to block it. Conspiracy theorists 4 years ago to point out this Barry Sotero name. Now they float it in the media. Oh, he was known as Barry Sotero. He did change his name. He did get Indonesian citizenship. Well, you can only do that if you dropped your U.S. The fact is, this guy has got more identities, you know, than a CIA agent. And, of course, that's the other issue. People say secret Muslim, all this. His mother clearly was working for intelligence groups. Grandmother's involved at banks sending money. I mean, who is Obama really? Because you're a former intelligence guy. You're a PhD political science. You've worked in the Middle East. You've been around all this. Who, if you have to give a prime breakdown, who is this guy really?
What we know is Obama is not who he says he is. That's what we know for sure. And the CIA imprints, I mean, look at his mother shows up in Indonesia, takes this child to Indonesia during the intensity of civil wars, 500,000 Christians being slaughtered. Here they come being put into, you know, the secure part of the city where the government and the intelligence workers live in Bangkok. His mother, supposedly doing her dissertation, Ann Dunham, ending up working for the Ford Foundation. Her boss is Timothy Geithner's father.
Oh.
She ends up working for USAID, which at this time is doing heavy intelligence work in Indonesia for the CIA. I mean, this is an environment in which you got to wonder, what's Barack Obama as a child, Barry Satoru, doing in this environment? It makes no sense at all. And then who paid for the Satoros to bring the child over there? If you read the INS file, these people had no money at all. Barack Obama, Barry Satoru comes back, he registers at Punahou. Who pays this expensive private school in Hawaii? I mean, it goes on and on and on. The record of who, it's an identity theft case. Did Barack Obama forge his Selective Service registration card because he didn't register?
3 years after you say it, it comes out even in CNN that his dad wasn't really married. It was a sham. They sent him back. Right. It comes out that his name's Barry Satoru. It comes out that the birth certificate was cut out in Kenya, meaning it was there. I mean, all of it is right there. And you're right. The media for 3 years, again, I go back to this, said, you've seen the birth certificate. Show they're lying, hoaxing. If we'd seen it for 3 years, then what's this new one?
Right, without any critical examination. This is a political mainstream media. I mean, you can take what, you know, the Washington Post, the New York Times says, and you might as well read it as the old Pravda under the Soviet Union. It's government propaganda. It's not news. It's censored. Only the news the government wants you to hear, and anything the government doesn't want you to hear is heavily censored. This is not a First Amendment free press. It goes on and on. Mother and father, Barack Obama Sr. and Dunham, no indication they were married.
Nothing like him.
Looks nothing like him. I mean, truthfully, he looks more like Malcolm X than he does for, I mean, you know, it's, and then there's questions. Who, in fact, whose child is it really? Because the INS says that if, and this is back in 1961, that if Ann Dunham were to apply for Barack Obama Sr., the father, to stay in the U.S. because he's married to a U.S. citizen, Ann Dunham, as a U.S. citizen child, the INS doesn't believe it, and they're going to contest it. They don't think they're married, and they don't think this baby is Barack Obama Sr.'s child. So whose child is it? I mean, these are unanswered questions. President of the United States, if he applied for a job in Sheriff O'Pyle's office, he couldn't have been hired, you know, to do the janitor work.
No, they admitted years ago he couldn't get, forget a security clearance, he couldn't get a job anywhere.
He would take his social security number, you put it through E-Verify, it doesn't verify, it's issued, and there's going to be information on this coming out. It just wasn't ready in the press conference. Don't assume that what Sheriff O'Pyle presented was all there is. That's the tip of the iceberg. They're very deep and important revelations that are being worked on, and they're going to systematically come out in the next few weeks.
You better watch out. You know, you told us Friday that Arpaio and his people have warned you and others, it's time to talk about security here.
Yes,
with the Breitbart situation and all of it. I mean,
the Breitbart situation is also mysterious to me. We think now it was one of his staff. It was, I'll get the name here in a minute, of one of the Anita Moncrief, who made the call with one of the Tea Party people, and we thought it was Breitbart himself on the line. I handed the phone to the sheriff. The gentleman on the line is talking about Breitbart. It may have been Anita Moncrief trying to get us in touch with Breitbart, and we maybe never actually even connected.
All right, we'll be right back. I want to shift gears into Iran. I want to get into the economy and more with Dr. Jerome Corsi. Straight ahead, we'll be right back. I'm Alex Jones. Thanks for spending time with us this Sunday on these important issues.
Will I have garlic breath after I take Ali C?
We get that question all the time about the world's best garlic extract, Ali C. And the answer is, Ali C contains stabilized allicin, nature's antimicrobial agent, and the active ingredient in crushed garlic, but will not give you garlic breath. Scientifically proven in double-blind studies, using low doses of Allicin greatly reduces the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Our powerful Alli-C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized Allicin. Just one tablet of Alli-C is equivalent to 40 garlic cloves. It's effective against asthma, MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections, and helps lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. Plus, it's a natural mosquito repellent. Boost resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Alli-C. For more information and to order Alli-C, call 877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com. That's 877-888-7126 or garlichealthproducts.com. Fight back with Alli-C.
These are strange days indeed, from economic turmoil to weather-related events, and yes, even power outages. Hi, everybody. Jason Lewis here. Let me tell you why I use WiseFoodStorage.com. WiseFoodStorage.com provides the most affordable and complete ready-made meals for emergency preparedness and outdoor use. Their entrees like pasta Alfredo, savory stroganoff, and apple cinnamon cereal carry a 25-year shelf life and are prepared in minutes simply by adding water. They even provide great-tasting a la carte items like freeze-dried fruits, vegetables, and desserts to ensure that you have more nutrition and energy when you need it most. Visit WiseFoodStorage.com today to request a free entree sample and see for yourself why they are the best in the business. For a limited time, enter the promo code Lewis to get no-cost shipping on any order. That's WiseFoodStorage.com or call 1-855-FOODWISE and be sure to mention the promo code Lewis for a free sample and free shipping on any order. Be wise and be ready with WiseFoodStorage.com.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, crossbreedholsters.com.
In a coming-apart world, you need something to keep it tied together. That something is Atwood Rope, the highest quality rope made in the USA from exotic braids for military, rescue, arborists, shipyards, tow line, or boating. Quality rope at affordable prices you and your customers can depend on. Find a dealer or shop online at atwoodrope.net. Enter promo code RADIO to receive 100 feet of 550 paracord free with purchase. Atwood Rope, working to keep the world tied together.
Do you suffer from low-functioning adrenal or thyroid? Did you know that mercury from your dental fillings comes off of your teeth both as a vapor and as particles into your body? Wherever mercury deposits in your body, it stops cells from functioning normally. Animal studies show that mercury causes kidney function to drop by 60%. Mercury deposited into your adrenals or thyroid will cause a corresponding drop in function. The number one method by which your body detoxifies itself of mercury is glutathione. The number one superfood that helps turn on all 10 trillion cells of your body to produce glutathione is non-denatured whey protein from grass-fed cows. After investigating most high-end whey proteins on the market, only one is the most non-denatured, the most active, the most complete, and in our opinion, the most powerful in what nature originally put into the fresh raw whey. It is One World Whey. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldwhey.com. That's oneworldwhey.com.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
No one's gonna take me alive. No, we're gonna have to ask God for help and take action ourselves. Now, on the subject of Iran, I don't like the things the Mullahs do. I'm not saying Iran's some great country, but its people are good folks, just like Americans, just like Russians, just like Mexicans, Chinese, Brazilians, Australians. We're all just humans. We all have children. We all want to live and have a better future. And I don't like the fact that British intelligence and Kermit Roosevelt helped overthrow Iran when Mohammad Mossadegh was pro-West, but he wanted sovereignty. And I don't like the fact that they did the whole Iran-Contra thing with the Mullahs, all of it. But it's not like you're either with Iran or you're with America. You've got these globalist interests that, when we attack Iran, are going to use that attack to take our liberties here at home. They've admitted it. And then Iran has said they're going to strike back. So they don't have to stage any false flags. They're going to have some real events, and then it's going to be used as a power grab. And I'm sick of it. I want my Bill of Rights and Constitution. Obama's got the NDAA. He's launching wars. He's putting al-Qaeda in charge of Libya, using them against Syria. I don't like Assad. The point is they're putting stuff worse in Egypt. Now, I understand that Iran wants to be the big power. I got the fact that Israel feels threatened by that. I know Israel gets attacked by Hezbollah that's Iranian-run. I know Iran's had its low-intensity war against Israel, so Israel's got their war inside there. You know, it's going on both ways. But you know, Dr. Cortese, I know you're supportive of Israel. I'm not an enemy of Israel. I'm like Ron Paul. I just want to stay out of this and be left alone.
Well, you know, I think Alex, our positions are getting closer together. I mean, I'm maintaining that Barack Obama is intentionally taking every step necessary to cause a war to happen in the Middle East.
Exactly, while acting like he's against it. Okay, break down what's happening then. Give us the large picture for people that don't understand all the factors together.
Let's even start with this Arab Spring, which, you know, the White House, you know, proclaimed was this great burst of democracy in the Middle East. It wasn't. It's the Muslim Brotherhood systematically taking over and clamping down with Islamic regimes that will develop over the next year or two. You see it happening in Egypt right now. Egypt got with Mubarak gone, Egypt is now moving closer to Iran. They're going to kill Christians. As a United States citizen, if you haven't seen the pyramids already, forget about it. Don't dare go to Egypt. You threaten your life. Go back to June 2009. We have the green movement in the streets of Tehran. We have had Mousavi, who lost a fraudulent election to Ahmadinejad, and President Obama, instead of picking up the phone and saying, I support the Green Movement, sat in the White House and sat on his hands intentionally, knowing that the Iranian regime would crush the Green Movement. That was the greatest chance, Alex, you and I both agree, the greatest chance for freedom in Iran is that the people of Iran get rid of this regime and put in their own democratic regime, which the Iranian people, the Persians around the world, would support with great enthusiasm. Obama blocked it intentionally because he did not want any force for positive change or freedom or peace moving into the Middle East. He preferred the mullahs. He supported the mullahs by his silence. Now he's got the building up. So he's going to go after Assad. Well, you know, everybody says, oh, isn't that great? He's going after an enemy of Iran. Wait a minute. Who are these rebels? These rebels are the Muslim Brotherhood. All that Obama's doing is trading, you know, a friend of Iran with the Muslim Brotherhood to run Syria. It'll still be radical. It'll still support Hezbollah in Lebanon.
But they're going to kill the Christians and Jews that have lived peacefully in Syria. They've said they are. And, I mean, this isn't even on the news. This isn't even on the news. And, I mean, my whole point is that they're trying to sow total discord and anarchy and craziness in the Middle East. And what's that going to do to gas prices?
Well, I mean, okay, so we're going to have a war. I mean, the war has already started, I think, in a covert war. Now we have a war. The war is going to at least involve an attempt to shut down the Straits of Hormuz, through which about 40% of the world's oil supply goes through every day.
Already going up.
Yeah, I mean, you could double. Shooting war starts wherever oil is at that time, $4, $8. I mean, that's conceivable to me. And remember, Alex, when I wrote Black Gold Stranglehold, I predicted that oil would be at $100 a barrel. That was in 2006, and everybody said I was crazy.
And a year and a half later, you were right.
And today, oil at $100 a barrel is considered normal. There's absolutely no reason for this except that the New World Order, the geopolitical system, wants to take every last dollar out of the U.S. and European economy.
So they can implode it and buy it up. Well, I mean, as you said, look at Warren Buffett, who stands to make billions a year off his trains taking the oil to the west coast of Canada to China. So he has Obama kill a already almost complete pipeline. I mean, it's literal economic sabotage. Foreign enemies could not do stuff like this.
Now we're intentionally, the New World Order is in the White House. If anybody thinks that President Obama even understands the Constitution, they're crazy. He has no regard for the Constitution. President Obama may be aspiring to be, you know, President of the United Nations, Secretary General.
Clinton has said that. Well, look at how he launched the war, and Congress said, we'll give you authorization. He said, I have the U.N. That was treason. I have the U.N. authority. I don't need you, Congress.
And they've been systematically, both You know, this has been going on, even George W. Bush signing treaties, avian flu, were under the control of the UN. This whole United Nations control, global control. Let's look at what happened in Europe. Said in Europe when the crisis was going on, New World Order would use it to take away the sovereignty of nations. Now, Greece cannot even decide its own budget. The same thing is going to go on when a war occurs with Iran. The minute that war starts, you're going to have oil spike tremendously, and Obama is going to show up on the TV and pretend he's the great savior when the the truth is Obama caused this war to happen.
And he'll release a little bit of the strategic oil supply and act like he's a savior.
And what a joke that is. You know, the fact is Obama's lying left and right, saying, oh, look, we're getting more independence on foreign oil.
Look at him on the NDAA. He said, I'm against it. He demanded it. Then he said he wouldn't sign it. Then he signed it.
I know. And, you know, the whole deal here is we're using less oil. That's the only reason we have a higher percentage of oil that's from U.S. production. In the meantime, we're shutting down coal plants. We won't do the pipeline. We don't have any drilling going off either shore. This administration is desperately intent on increasing the price of oil.
Why do the big insiders, the crony capitalists that work with socialists, the extremists of every band, why do they want to destroy Europe and the United States?
Well, first of all, they know they're going to be on the inside. So while the money is being stolen, they're going to get their cut. Look at all the cylinders. I'm estimating there must have been at least $40 billion stolen out of the $878 billion stimulus fund. That's a conservative estimate given to the supporters of Obama.
Look at the $8 billion a year Akron was getting. You don't think Breitbart made enemies cutting off that to all their city machines?
Precisely. And by the way, Breitbart, we're preparing to offer some resources to the family to get some really top coroners to look at this. You know, I'm investigating the entire month of his life. We don't know the entire month. Somebody can put the drugs the intelligence agencies and others have developed. Breitbart could have been injected with something toxic a month ago that would cause a heart attack as if it were today.
And it's metabolized out now, yeah.
I don't want to look at just the last 24 hours. You know, I want to investigate more.
But that's what the coroner says. He's doing a 6 to 8 week. He says he's going to go deep. He thinks there could be something there.
Well, I think there is something there. I think that's what we got to find out. You know, I'm an investigative reporter. It's like I'm trained that if your mother says she loves you, you better find another source. I want to know.
Isn't it suspicious to you that they announced within 2 hours it was totally natural, just out of the blue, and that the media ran with that?
Absolutely. You know, we're supposed to believe a 43-year-old, healthy 43-year-old, drops over. And he's had heart problems and all these other, he's working too hard. Well, look, a lot of people at 43 years old have heart problems and work very hard, but don't keel over of catastrophic heart attack.
The day they're going to release footage that will, quote, destroy the president.
Precisely. You know, and again, one of the meetings is we better watch our security. That was the discussion in Sheriff Arpaio's office immediately after Breitbart's death was announced.
All right. I've got a report I'm going to get to on the state police and a new boondoggle they've got with gunboats. But stay there. I want to do a few more minutes with you to recap and any other points you want to make on where the economy's going and how to turn it around and what tricks you think Obama's going to play. Dr. Jerome Corsi's our guest.
Hi, this is Alex Jones. Did you know that the global elite are now storing non-hybrid seeds in secret storage vaults near the Arctic Circle? Did you know that in a real meltdown, non-hybrid seeds can become more valuable than silver or gold? It's true. Seeds have outperformed even gold and silver before in this country, and it's possible that could even happen again. So our friends at Solutions from Science have put together the perfect mix of non-hybrid seeds. They call it a survival seed bank, and it can produce an endless supply of nutrient-dense food for you and your family. And here's the best part. These seeds have not been genetically modified in any way, and you actually get enough seeds to plant a full acre crisis garden. So visit them today at survivalseedbank.com. That's survivalseedbank.com, or give them a call at 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365. Remember, in a real crisis, non-hybrid seeds are the ultimate barter item. This is Alex Jones for SurvivalSeedBank.com.
Heart and Body Extract continues to receive positive testimonials from people who have experienced amazing results, like Reed.
I just wanted to send you a quick but a very big thank you for Heart and Body Extract. I've been on the formula for nearly a month now. And the improvement in the circulation of my leg has been simply amazing.
Reed was facing a tough choice.
I was facing surgery due to the severity of the 100% blocked arteries in both my legs. And my decision, waiting for surgery, to say no and try heart and body extract instead has been thankfully the right decision.
And the result?
I can now walk up steps without noticeable pain.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305, 866-295-5305, or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, for a long and healthy life.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
What is the most abundant resource on Earth? Water. It's essential for sustaining life, but it's not always the most available. When disaster strikes, water quickly vanishes from store shelves, like it did during 9/11, Katrina, Japan, and in Joplin. 3 days without water and your body begins to shut down. Don't risk being without an abundant supply of water when the next disaster hits. Get a FlowJack hand well pump. The affordable FlowJack drops right into almost any well and is easy to install without having to remove the existing pump, giving you immediate access to plenty of cool, clean water. You could risk your family's health on a limited supply of stored water, or you could be prepared with the reliable, affordable FlowJack backup hand pump kit delivered to your door for only $3.99 complete. See how it works at FlowJack.com, spelled FlowJack.com. Be sure to spell FlowJack.com or call 855-4-FlowJack. That's 855-435-6525. Proudly made in America. FlowJack hand well pumps. Peace of mind in a box.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network. Crashing through the lies and disinformation, it's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
All right, final segment. I will be taking a lot of calls tomorrow on the weekday show, but today we have a lot of news and information to cover. We got to most of it. The world is getting so crazy. We only got a few minutes left with Dr. Corsi. Bottom line, how do you see all this unfolding? What are some of the possible, probable, in your analysis, futures that we see here with the economy, with all of it? I mean, will the globalists, will the crony capitalists who are waging war against all free societies and funding all sorts of radical groups, will they be successful in converting the Western world into a high-tech police state and doing all of this?
It's going to be a very desperate last battle here. They're going to run very fast to the finish line. I'd watch for the economy is going to continue to deteriorate. More and more people are going to lose their jobs, struggle with monthly payments. But yet the unemployment figures are going to be continually manipulated. You're going to see either close to 8.5%, whatever they can maintain, by increasing the number of people that the Bureau of Labor Statistics says are out of the labor pool. A lot of manipulation of data, a lot of lies about how the so-called recovery, there isn't any recovery. What there is a deepening depression in the housing market. There's growing dependence on the government. And by the way, anybody who thinks that Obama is going to maintain their government dependence after he wins re-election is a fool. That's when the food stamp programs get cut. That's when Obama starts intervening to reduce unemployment benefits. This is a trap interdependency in the government.
Well, that, remember with health care, they said they wouldn't do it, and now they admit death panels. Now they admit once things are socialized, they control it all and give all the extra money to the banker bailouts, not to the people.
That's right. And, you know, here comes the we're going to be discussing Ayers at great length, both with the cold case posse, and I'm going to be writing about it, Warren, on WNE.
Well, yeah, listen, as soon as you told me you're going to, when that article comes out, you said you're going to come here first. You promised. Yep,
I promise. You got my word. We'll be here first at the Alex Jones Show. And look, Alex, Ayers, you know, there are tapes out there with Ayers and the Weather Undergrounding wanting to exterminate
23 million people, arrest everybody, re-education camps. I've had communists on the street tell me they're going to get me and that they're going to do this.
And look, after this, you think if Obama wins again, you think there'll be a Jerome Corsi writing a WND or a WND or an Alex Jones Show? They're going to clamp down.
Cass Sunstein admits at the White House they're going to shut down anybody that criticizes them. He says if you criticize electric cars, they'll shut you down. And, I mean, no one's buying them. I'm not allowed to say that.
They closed down the Volt. The Volt was a bad idea. That's a government car. Obama promoted that entirely. But look, the lies on the economy are going to continue and intensify. And people have got to look through to see the lies because it's going to be a rush to the finish to pretty up this new world order until it collapses. And when it collapses, either right before or right after the election, there'll be a big rush for power, trying to get everybody into fear that they're going to lose all they own. When the goal, by the way, is to take everybody's private property away from them anyway. That's where the socialists are.
Exactly. They keep you in a trap of too big to fail. I'm going to have to get you back up just on the economic front. Dr. Corsi, thank you so much.
And I'm going more into these e-books. I'm going to do one on oil as well. I've got two e-books out now, the one on question of eligibility on the Arpaio investigation and Saul Alinsky, the evil genius behind Obama. Two e-books. I'm going to have a third, The Great Oil Conspiracy, out in April.
Amazing. Thank you so much. We'll talk to you soon.
Thank you, Alex.
All right. There goes Dr. Jerome Corsi. Speaking of plugs, because it is an information war, you should get his books and get them out to people because it's very accurate info. This is the last day. All 18 of my films and Jason Burmes's incredible film that I produced, Invisible Empire, A New World Order Defined, for $99.95, normally $380. That's 74% off. And it's done. I won't offer it again until next Christmas. I've extended it. All of my films, Obama Deception, Fall of the Republic, Endgame, Terror Storm, Truth Rising, all four of the police state films, $99.95, 19 films and a citizen rule book, bumper stickers, and more. We've also got a new deal on business cards, InfoWars, You Are the Resistance business cards at cost. They're one penny a piece at InfoWars.com, 100 of them with a citizen rule book and bumper stickers, InfoWars.com. Check that out today. Now, I already talked about this some of the first hour. I'm long-winded. I ran out of time. Here is our report from Darren McBreen where he goes out to cover the gunboats that we first reported on 3 months ago. Now, DPS unveils new patrol boat. State troopers ready launch of gunboats. Yeah, we're going to play the full report here. And this is incredible because when the guys went out there to interview them, they said, we're not talking to you. They had like three news cameras out there, other news agencies, YNN and others locally. And they said, you're not media. You say you're on 590, but you're not. And we're like, okay. I mean, because when we called last time, they said, well, what are you on? And then he goes, I know who Alex Jones is, but I'm not on the air. Again. So it's like this mind game where we're trying to report on the boats and how the drug war is all a fraud, and how the bigger the drug war gets, the more drugs are on our streets, and the troops are growing the opium in Afghanistan, and their response is this. So here is that report.
Now, we are here for the unveiling of yet another DPS patrol vessel. Now, this is the second boat of what will eventually be a total of six 34-foot shallow water interceptors to patrol the Rio Grande River. As the Texas Highway Patrol goes on a wild spending spree, these hot rod boats cost approximately $600,000 each. And yes, that's taxpayer money to fight
Al-Qaeda,
small-time drug traffickers on the Texas rivers.
They're buying these giant $697,000 speedboats for lakes and rivers that have giant machine guns mounted all over them. And They didn't have the machine guns mounted 3 months ago when we first went out and talked to them at a lake. They didn't know who we were. We did a nice interview, put it on TV. I made my points about how we're going bankrupt, but they're constantly militarizing our police. Darren McBreen and John Bowne went out there politely, and they were bowing up. They were saying, we're not going to talk to you, even though it was a press event that they called. They had state police standing right up in their space, and when they left, they had state police follow them out of the parking lot over by the lake.
I mean, here's my deal, man. I mean, you guys misrepresented yourself. I was with KLBJ. I called them, and they're like, no, they don't work for us.
It's not a misrepresentation. We're broadcast on KLBJ.
I mean, this is a public place. You're welcome to film.
But there's not a media representative that'll talk to us?
No.
It goes on to say, are John Bowne and Darren McBreen on your staff? The DPS contacted. Our DPS contact. And we're also affiliated with your show. Can you shed any light on this? I mean, it's just crazy. The state police are calling our local affiliate because the media is not supposed to ask us questions. Wait a minute. You're not supposed to discuss what's going on. You're supposed to take it. We give you a press release and you read it on air. That's how America works. We don't have a free press in America.
I mean, I have some talking points if you want to.
Yeah, some talking points. I think we got those pretty much last time. I mean,
they're pretty much the same.
I know the cost of the boats and all that.
Yeah.
But we're just kind of wondering about joint military exercises, stuff like that, you know, if there's any...
I mean, you can ask it. Yeah, there's no joint military exercises planned that I'm aware of.
They're spending $600,000 on these...
$600,000 plus.
Yeah, for a total of six of them. And this is the unveiling of the second one.
With machine guns, militarizing, and they don't like it. It's wrong to sit there and try to violate press freedom in this country. Can you believe calling up our affiliate, trying to imply we're doing something wrong, playing weird legalese games?
And by them following us, it seemed like intimidation. You know, it was pure intimidation.
Well, I mean, he's calling.
So I know they plan on buying a lot of these unmanned drones.
DPS is not that I'm aware of.
The state of Texas is not?
We're not.
Because there's like Border Patrol with the drones and all that.
Border Patrol is federal.
Well, but they're working with federal agencies. That's what I mean. So it would be like Homeland Security, for example, is federal, yet they provided a lot of the funding for these boats that are here in the state.
Your pizza delivery.
You know, so that's why I was wondering if there's any federal cooperation with these unmanned drones as well for Border Patrol and fighting this out-of-control drug war.
I don't know. We don't have drones. Whose drones we have access to, I'm not even sure.
Rights activists or whatever are also concerned that maybe these boats would be used to, like, pull over somebody. Do you have your fishing license? You know, and you got all these tactical guns on there. And do you have your fishing license? Is this boat registered? Is there any alcohol on board? You know, that sort of thing. So those are kind of the questions we're going to ask. So.
Yeah, these are going to be used in standard border operations and cooperation.
All right, let's stop right there.
Local, state, and...
Look, if they're going to use these for border operations, that's one thing. But they're basically just trying to stampede the sheep through a bunch of fear to allow the militarization. Just like getting rid of our Bill of Rights was for Al-Qaeda. Now they say, no, it's for libertarians, conservatives, gun owners. I mean, now police departments are getting Homeland Security blimps. Some of them are like 30 feet long. They're using drones on, quote, cattle thieves in North Dakota. Look, I know what's going on. In every country, the police and military end up taking over. The people let them. We're just trying to keep the police honest. We want our Bill of Rights and Constitution that's been trampled back. Great job to the crew. Listeners, thank you so much for tuning in. Please spread the word. The website's InfoWars.com. And I'll see you back tomorrow, 11 a.m. Central, on places like Channel 166 on XM. Now get out there and take on the New World Order.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. If you own an Apple iPhone and love to listen to your favorite programs on GCN, I've got good news for you. I'm proud to announce that GCN has a brand new iPhone app available for our dedicated listeners at GCNlive.com. Listen to your favorite hard-hitting GCN programs live or on demand right on your iPhone. And the best part? The GCN iPhone app can be yours absolutely free. Download the iPhone app today by clicking on the banner at GCNlive.com. Again, that's GCNlive.com. Hi, this
This is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.